You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, broadcasting today from our affiliate station WLRN in South Florida, where we brought you a story this week about Miami and baseball and taxpayers. And our good friend Phil Latzman is here, senior anchor and host right here at WLRN. Hey, Phil.
Hey, John.
So last episode, Phil, the Marlins announced a series of trades of all basically the Marlins' best players to Toronto. Fans wondered why, especially after they helped pay for a huge new stadium. Phil, any reason to come out to the ballpark? And it seems like the mayor's pitching this week.
There's outrage here from the fans, from the politicians who voted against this stadium 3.5 years ago. And now, right now, people are really rooting for the baseball commissioner, Bud Selig, to act, quote, in the best interests of baseball, as Bowie Kuhn once did in the 1970s by vetoing trades the Oakland A's made, some may remember, after they won their World Series. They're asking him to step in and veto this trade, and that's been the cry from politicians, from fans, but there seems to be little hope of that happening right now.
And Selig did talk about this, so definitely the people of Miami have raised a stir here on this issue. But as you say, not a lot of precedent for stepping in on something like this. What's the motive of the trade, or what's the suspicion of the motive of the trade? Trying to sell the team, just basically pocket more cash?
Well, the Marlins ownership, Jeffrey Luria and the team president, David Sampson, have said it was because, hey, we lost 93 games last year. We were a last-place team. We screwed up. We need to completely turn over this roster and start over again.
Sounds reasonable.
And that's their contention. But they told us a year ago, and it's hard to look at this as both a reporter and a fan, but they told fans a year ago that they were going to spend money to try and revitalize this franchise and make it into something that's worthwhile that people could come see, because they always had the excuse of playing in a football stadium and having to pay rent and not making any money. And that was their excuse for years. Now they're in a real baseball stadium. They shouldn't be dumping salaries. Should be adding salaries. And just because they have one bad season, fans are saying, well, does that mean you have to just throw away the whole thing and start over again?
So is the mayor of Miami playing the role of fan-in-chief here in this community?
Well, the mayor of Miami was a city commissioner at the time of this vote in 2009. Now, the city of Miami is paying a smaller portion than the county of Miami-Dade. Now, you have to make that distinction. Miami-Dade County is the county. They are paying the bulk of the public financing through tourist taxes. And I spoke yesterday with Miami-Dade's Mayor Carlos Jimenez, you know, as a fan, because everybody wants baseball to work here, part of the new cultural renaissance. But I asked him about the disappointment he felt, that we all felt, when we heard this news this week.
As a fan, when you say, well, look, we made this effort. We have really gone way, way overboard to give you a stadium, not only give you a stadium, but all the revenue that comes from that stadium. You made a promise, whether implicit or not, that you were going to have field a competitive team.
And that's Mayor Jimenez, by the way. He was also a county commissioner at the time of this vote 3.5 years ago in Miami-Dade, while he was one of those that was opposed to it. So he's kind of saying, I told you so right now.
You know, maybe this is a version of Moneyball in South Florida, in the sense that maybe they should do what the Oakland A's
did. Right, they made the
playoffs. There you go. The Oakland A's and the Yankees are hurting with their payroll, with their older players that are on the roster, and, you know, they don't have much to show for it.
But how do you change philosophies in just 1 year? You say, oh, we're going to spend $200 million on players, and then the next year you say, oh, well, maybe that's not such a good idea after all. I mean, you have to wonder about a team that turns its fortunes on a dime and says, well, hey, we lost 93 games, we had a bad year, things didn't go our way, but we got to dump the whole thing.
Is there a piece of this, though, that people in South Florida, or people in Florida generally, are spoiled because they get spring training, they get to see the best players of all teams, and then when the regular season starts, oh, it's just the Marlins.
Well, you know, we don't have spring training down here anymore. The closest place is like West Palm Beach or Jupiter, which is about 90 miles north of Miami. So we have the Major League Baseball team. Most of the spring training goes through, you know, South and Central Florida. But, John, before we wrap this up, it really has a lot of people here in South Florida thinking about this public-private partnership in the sports world. And a bond issue is used to fund this stadium. It's under investigation, by the way, by the Securities and Exchange Commission. I also asked Mayor Jimenez about how they would rethink of these types of partnerships in the future.
There's a professional sports tax that we have that is allocated to building these facilities. That's totally appropriate to use for those facilities because that's what the tax is levied for. But when you go in and you leverage other funding sources in the future, that's the problem that I had. Then also the deal with baseball was that there was no revenue sharing, nothing whatsoever. We didn't get any revenue from the naming rights. We don't get any revenue from concessions. We get nothing. And yet we invested the vast majority of public money was put in to build the facility.
So, and by the way, your tourist tax, you're coming here to Miami, paying in your hotel.
I'm helping to pay for it. Glad to do it. Does winning mean, though, the bond issue gets paid? It's not necessarily the case. There's empty seats in that stadium.
Well, I mean, it's going to get paid in one way or the other. And we should mention that we talked about this the other day, $2.4 billion in debt. And that is unbackended. And a lot of that goes to Miami-Dade County. And, again, people are saying, hey, we told you about this 3.5 years ago. And now you're dealing with a partner that may not be on the same page as you and is going out and making trades and maybe making baseball less desirable in South Florida.
Public-private partnership, civic responsibility, and baseball. Phil Latzman, senior anchor and host with our affiliate station right here in South Florida, WLRN. Thanks, Phil.
John, my pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.